Hello and welcome to Own Your Health with me, Katie Brindle. And today's episode, we are going to be talking all about meridians. Now, you may be thinking, what are they and why should I care? And the answer is, if you look after your meridians will look after you. This is the secret of self-care that you didn't know you needed to know. Before we get embroiled in the wonderful world of meridians and this secret of self-care, let's just have a little bit of feedback from everyone. So Mandy has said, what an amazing and knowledgeable person Rana is. Oh my God, Mandy, I know. I just love world history, especially China, a fascinating country. Could listen to him all day long. I know, honestly. So if you've not yet listened to the episode with Rana Mitter, who is one of the most fascinating people I have ever met in my life. He is not just a national treasure. He is a world treasure. He's an international treasure. His, not only is his knowledge base so phenomenally advanced beyond anything that I could even credit with vocabulary, he is just the most astonishingly fantastic teacher. Lizzie, she says, what a fabulous episode. Thank you so much, Katie and Peter. Love hypnosis, EFT, NLP, AMOR. So let's get talking about meridians. Now, meridians is this kind of secret of self-care that you need to know about. Now, it's something which is kind of very known in Chinese medicine, okay, that isn't really used in Western medicine, okay? So just sort of next to me is Meridian Man, okay? So this is Meridian Man, who I tend to have hanging around me, okay? And Meridian Man, it's always really embarrassing because whenever I hold him up, the first thing you see, Vix is laughing, but I know what she's looking at. I know we're all looking at his willy. So for those of you listening, all you can see is this kind of golden penis in front of you. And it's just like, oh my God, what are you supposed to do with that? Do you remember if anyone ever had a Ken, you know, he had sort of underpants kind of like, you know, plasticized onto his body. So there's no chance of a sneaky peek when you were growing up and hitting puberty. But Meridian Man has no such modesty. I kind of feel that they should just sort of dispose of it all together and make him slightly more androgynous. But anyway, it's there for all to feast your eyes, ladies and gents. But anyway, I shall turn around and now you get the bum instead. But basically, if you're not looking at his genitals, which I hope you're not, and you're actually attributing yourself to the more important aspect of this character, which is that he is covered in these lines which go all over the body, and these are your meridians. And if you can't watch this right now and you're listening, please don't worry. Basically, just if later on, just Google body meridians, TCM, and thousands of images will pop straight up. Or if you don't want to do that, you're driving the car right now and think, oh, I won't remember. They're just lines that flow all over the body. And what they do is they connect like a kind of railway connection, okay, to the organs. And in Chinese medicine, these organs are responsible for all of the health of your body. And each organ has what we call a collateral. And the collateral are these lines of energy that flow all over the body, and they connect and interconnect. It's a bit like kind of it is literally like a railway network. I'm broadcasting from London. So think of it like Birmingham, okay, that you've got all of these lines going everywhere, all of these. And if you basically ended up in Birmingham, you can connect yourself to anywhere. The thing about these meridians, if you look after the meridians will look after you. Now, they flow through body tissues. They largely follow the nervous system of the body, not entirely, but lots of them do. They bob up and down and undulate through the body systems. And when you go off and have acupuncture or shiatsu massage or Thai yoga massage or Tuinar massage, you will be able, the therapist will be able to access these meridians when they bob up to the surface of the skin. So there are 361 acupuncture points across the body, which we as acupuncturists have to learn. And we are trained to access each one of those, okay, in different ways. And they can be done through energetic strobes, they can be done through lasers, they can be done through thought, they can be done through needles, they can be done through all sorts of different techniques. But when you're doing self-care meridians, you don't have to kind of worry too much about that. What you need to just do is get your head around one simple thing, that in Chinese medicine, the organs are responsible for everything in one way or the other. Okay, that's the first thing you need to know. The second thing you need to know is that each organ has got its own meridian lines attached to it. And the third thing you need to know is all of those meridian lines connect and interconnect to one another. Okay, that's it. That's literally all you need to know. So then what you need to know is, if you look after these meridian lines, you are doing a really good job of looking after yourself, because the organs look after the meridians and the meridians look after the organs, and they're completely interconnected. So the idea is that these meridians basically have the capacity to strengthen the organs, because you can't always strengthen the organ directly. Okay, you can. There are all sorts of different techniques for doing so. But a simple technique, which makes it very simple, is to connect the organ via the meridian. And you will make your body feel so much better if you look after your meridians. So the next question, she says, taking a sip of tea, is how? I hear you ask, what are these amazing techniques that are going to help you connect your meridians and help you help yourself? Well, a lot of them are things that I talk about quite regularly, such as Qigong, or even if you're thinking, oh, I haven't really got time for that, just some of these simple Chinese exercises, which I talk about a lot. And if you aren't able to kind of, you know, pay to join a Qigong class or anything like that, they are over on Hey You Fit if you're interested. But I have a Facebook group called The Health Club, which is on Facebook. And on Monday at 12:30, I do a free class where we do some of the really simple basic movements, and they're really lovely and they're really easy, and they're for all energy levels. They're for everyone can do them. OK, so that's your intro to Qigong. Gua Sha, tapping, acupressure. All of these things are really, really good at helping you look after your meridians and will in turn give you an instant health kick. OK, so those are some of the techniques. So let me just go through these in turn. And like all these techniques, I'm always going to start with breathing. And if you're a regular on my podcast and you've listened to me over and over again, please do not think that I don't know what I'm talking about, because I'm always saying the same thing. That's not true. OK, now, the reason I would start with breathing is because the idea of owning your health is to do the simple things well. And until you are following my advice on breathing every single day, every single week, every single month for at least 3 months, then there's no point going on to the next stuff, because it's really important to just do the simple things properly, because you can treat so much in your body by just breathing correctly in the first place. Now, there are all sorts of breath experts out there, and I recommend you listen to many of them, but let's just again just focus back to the simple stuff. So breathing is unconscious. Obviously, you drive yourself nuts if you were permanently thinking about what you're doing in your breath. Okay, oh, I'm breathing in. Oh, I'm breathing out. Oh, I'm breathing in. I mean, you'd never get anything done, okay? So you don't think about it until I suddenly go, oh, first of all, you need to think about breath. And the minute I say it, you go, oh, yeah, breathing. And now you're paying attention. This is called conscious breathing, okay? As opposed to subconscious breathing, which is going on the rest of the time when I didn't just say think about breathing. Now, when you immediately start thinking about breathing, what you need to do is just take 3 deep diaphragmatic conscious breaths. It just immediately takes the body back into a rest phase, and it's instantly relaxing, and it will instantly offset a whole pile of negative things that have probably just happened, because you're just taking a beat. You start a little circuit break. Take a breath. Okay, so let's do that. Breathe in. Linger. Oh, breathe out. You can sigh if you're having one of those days. Linger. Always linger at the top and bottom. Now repeat. Breathe in. Linger. Oh, breathe out, linger. Last one, breathe in. And out. Now, that should make you feel instantly relaxed. Now, what I like to do when I'm taking those lovely deep breaths is to just sway my body from side to side. Remember, the body likes to move. There's all this fascia in the body, all over the body, which very much connects to the meridians. Okay, meridians flow through the fascia very much. And the fascia I like to describe as a sort of coral reef of the body. And coral reef likes to sort of sway, okay? And coral reef is very sensitive to its environment. So is the fascia. So when I've taken these deep breaths, my body always wants to just go in a little bit of a sway to just relax. And it's really good at just offsetting the stress. So this is a really easy thing to do. Now, you don't have to make a song and dance about this breath, okay? What I ask people to do is either download Mindfulness Bell, which I think is a really good app, okay? It's free, and just let that bell chime every 15 minutes. It's not going to do you any harm at all. Suddenly your phone will just go gong. If you wish to pay £2, which I personally think is money well spent, you can then pick a gong that you like the sound of. Otherwise, you'll just get the generic one, which, of course, isn't as nice as the other ones because that's the free one. So obviously, for £2, you get a better gong. And in fairness, the people at Mindfulness Bell presumably have to pay some people to have created it in the first place. So that's how they make their money. So you choose a gong or not. Just make it gong, okay? Now, if you don't want to do that and you think, well, I don't want to do that, then just attach the breath to something that you do a lot of. So I always say, when I'm on my phone, checking my messages, which I have to do many times a day, if you're doing that or you're on your socials or, you know, you're just going to the loo, washing your hands, making a cup of tea, any of these repeated actions during the course of the day are an opportunity to just go into that lovely deep breath. You don't have to sway. It's better if you do because it feels really nice. But if you're in a meeting or you're in a public place, you think, oh, I look a bit weird, then don't do that bit. But no one is going to think you're weird for breathing. And you're not going to go like this. Anyone listening, I'm just waving my hands in the air like, you know, just kind of for dramatic effect. OK, so you don't have to do that. OK, you simply just have to breathe. If you possibly can, imagine a Mona Lisa smile and just literally a very, very gentle upturn. It's the smile of equanimity. Now, the Taoist masters loved a bit of equanimity. It's just a gentle uplift of positivity. It's not a big Cheshire cat smile. It's just a gentle, okay, that just keeps everything gently, positively charged. Okay, so that's a really important way. Now, that in turn is really, really effective at reducing stress, slowing down the heart rate, calming the mind, oxygenating the body, and it's shifting the focus, okay, to the chi of the body, to this inner narrative of the body. And then, of course, you can start sensing your inner world. Now, you're not going to feel your meridians. Okay, you can palpate them, you can trace them. And once you actually start to really pay attention to them, you can indeed feel them. Okay, but at first glance, and if you're not paying close attention, if you're not dedicating sufficient time to it, you're unlikely to feel them. Okay, but if you start going down the whole kind of meridian, the meridian pathway, I was going to say, that's a little bit of an in-joke there for anyone, any of my regulars. You'll be like, oh, I like the connotation, Katie, because meridians are, of course, a pathway around the body. So if you're going down the meridian path, then what you want to do is you will start with the stretching and qigong and all these things. You will start to pay attention and you will start to notice them. But the deep breathing is immediately going to start to engage the body and strengthen those meridians back up again. Now, next, qigong. Now, qigong is kind of like Chinese yoga. It's basically it's slow movement, breath, and mindfulness. Okay, now your mind is your greatest healing tool. So as I kind of shock horror said to my daughter the other day, who was upstairs practicing some yoga and then confessed to me that she was watching Gilmore Girls while she was doing yoga. I went, well, that's not yoga. And she goes, yeah, it was. I was doing the poses. I was going, it's not, because your mind wasn't engaged. So that's just stretching. And stretching's great, but it's not yoga. And it's not qigong either. You have to get your mind involved when you're doing that. Now, this is really good at strengthening the meridians because you're working in stretching the meridians and getting the oxygen deep into these energy pathways of the body. Because not all of these meridians are up at the surface. Many of them go deep, deep, deep into the kind of the inner workings of the body. And unless you are like really deeply focusing and deeply breathing, the oxygen simply won't get into those little nooks and crannies. It just simply won't reach there, which is why you want to take it into this deep stretch. Now, this is so good for increasing vitality. But as I said, you don't need to do full on qigong classes for that to be the case. You can simply start this journey by joining me in my health club and looking at, it's completely free. That Monday class is there. I just pick up in that class two or three, sometimes four, really, really simple movements, which basically work on the overall circuits and just make them fun. And once you've got the hang of those, you're like, do you know what? I really like this qigong stuff Kate is talking about. Then I would urge you to pop over to Hey You Fit, which is the platform that we created entirely to qigong, and go and join some of the classes over there, or indeed download How to Learn the 12 Rivers, which is a very, very simple circuit where you do 1 minute of exercise per meridian and boom, because there's 12 different organs with the 12 different meridian circuits, 12 minutes later, bam, you've done everything as well. That would be the next step if you want to self-practice, or you can join Hey You Fit and let the teacher do it for you. And then you just join in. Now, another really, really simple way of addressing your meridians and getting really, really good bang for your buck out of your body is tapping. Now, I talk a lot about tapping. Tapping is an ancient Chinese therapy for circulation and lymphatic drainage, okay? It removes stagnation, it promotes energy flow, and it enhances well-being. And if you can, you want to use a nice bamboo tapper, and we sell a beautiful one over on the Hey You Method. But if you don't want to buy anything, like, no, Katie, stop peddling your wares. It's like, fine, you don't need one. It'd be nice, better if you do, but don't worry if you don't want one. You use your hands, which are right there anytime. Okay, so you don't even need to get a tapper out. So all you're doing is just making a loosely clenched fist. If that's too much for you, you can just do a cupped hand. If that's too much for you, you can do your fingertips. Now, you can tap vigorously and you can tap slowly. And the way that I recommend to tap is to put on a piece of music for about 3 minutes in the morning that you really enjoy listening to, relatively upbeat, I would suggest. And if you want to do it in the evening before bed, you need to tap slowly. So you need to tap with a slow piece of music, okay? Because obviously you want to make sure that the music is kind of slowing down. Because we're always quite stressed and up as a society, it's normal for us to tap quite vigorously. And in the morning, that's great because you naturally want to do that anyway. At nighttime, it's a bit like, you know, when you come off a motorway when you're driving and you've got to reduce your speed. So you've gone at, say, 70 miles an hour, and then all of a sudden you're at 40 and it feels really slow in comparison. And you're like, oh, and you have to really kind of like, you know, reduce yourself down. And that's probably why people have to do speed awareness courses and things like that. It's the same thing with your body, that we're so used to going at a million miles an hour that suddenly to start slowing it down feels really so music will really help you, or start tapping vigorously to start with to match where you're feeling. And so do one piece of music first, okay? And what you can do to that is shake vigorously to that upbeat piece of music, and then the shaking would have got all the nervous energy out your system, and then you can start to put on a slow piece of music to tap slowly, and it feels so much more easy. And if you're listening, what you're doing is you start over the chest, you tap down the inside of the arm, so you're tapping towards the palm of the hand, okay, and then you tap down the outside of the arm, where you then tap towards the armpit, down the sides of the body, around the tummy in a clockwise direction, and down the back slash sides of the legs, and up the inside of the legs. That's basically how you tap in order to kind of create an energy circuit with the meridians. And then last but by no means least is gua sha. Now, gua sha is a scraping technique where you use either jade or metal. You can even use a jam jar lid if you just want to get something kind of that you've got kicking around at home and you haven't got all these tools. And you've gone over to the AU method, you go, oh, right, I'm going to do that, but I haven't got them now. Just go and get some olive oil or some vegetable oil. So just anything you've got kicking around the kitchen will do the trick. And then get a jam jar lid, wash it, and then boom, you're off. You can start gua sha-ing. Now, this increases microcirculation by up to 400% and is really good at clearing inflammation and clearing stagnation through the meridians. Meridians get silted up, okay? So we like to dredge the meridians, and gua sha is really good at that technique, dredging the meridians. Yes, they're invisible, but they get clogged up with equally invisible energy flow. And you want to just, and gua sha is really good at sort of working with the metaphysical and the physical body, which meets through the fascia, all the connective tissue through which the meridians flow. Okay, fascia is the key here. Meridians flow through fascia. Gua sha gets into everything, and it basically works with the metaphysical and the physical body all at the same time. So it's fantastic for various conditions, including chronic pain, skin health, and stress relief. Don't use gua sha over broken skin. There are a few contraindications, so please pop over to my website and or the gua sha podcast, and we will talk all about that as well. But basically, by and large, it's one of the most brilliant techniques, and it's very, very good, as I said, at dredging the meridians. So the thing about tapping is it's a bit like a snow globe, and it sort of starts to kind of get everything lifting so that you can release it all out. Then if you go over that with the old gua sha, you're really going to dredge it and clear it all out via the skin and via the body's lymphatic flow, because you're working via the connective tissue, and the connective tissue is where everything connects. Okay, and these meridians are very much connected to the metaphysical aspect of the body, and yet it's where the metaphysical becomes physical, and where the physical becomes metaphysical. It all intertwines, and that's where the magic happens, okay? The magic happens right there in the metaphysics and the meridians. So hopefully that was a very interesting episode on this kind of secret world of the meridians of your body and this self-care secret that you didn't know you needed to know. And I promise you, if you look after those meridians, they will really look after you. And it's easier than you think. So you just need to shake the body, you need to breathe, you need to tap, you need to do a bit of stretching, you do a bit of gua sha, and you are going to really, really do your body proud, and you're going to support those organs which are ultimately responsible for the whole health of your body. Remember, if you're looking after the meridians, you're looking after the organs, and organs need looking after, because when you're not doing all of this work, you're being deluged by the reality of modern living, which is pretty overwhelming at the best of times. So this is the kind of techniques that you want to follow, which are going to help you live a long and healthy life. So let me know in the comments below if you found that episode helpful, and if you'd like more episodes where we go deep into some of the really interesting narrative of Chinese medicine and how that can help you own your health. Do please share, subscribe, tell your friends all about us, and I look forward to seeing you or listening to you in the next episode.